weekly visit with Richard Deitch. He's kind enough to join us in studio yet again, and we broke some news for you, Richard.
It's nice of you guys to do that. First of all, as always, I appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Yeah. I can't believe, like, you're a man that's you're very socially media active.
Savvy.
Well, savvy and active.
Struggling to put that one together, right?
Yeah, you're very active on the social media. I can't believe this Kaepernick thing slipped by you for like 30 minutes. 30 minutes, though.
I know.
30 minutes.
You guys informed me of that. I must admit, my initial reaction is surprise because, you know, you normally just don't expect the NFL to settle anything. Yeah. Usually these...
They went to the wall against Tom Brady.
Although they did settle a lot of the concussion lawsuit, but...
Yeah, but what was the impetus of that?
Yeah, well, the impetus of that is I think they thought maybe down the road they may have lost.
Well, exactly. Yeah. They
probably got a pretty good... I think the actuaries would say that they probably did well on that given what they potentially could have been litigated for. The Kaepernick stuff, obviously, I think so much of your reaction to this is going to be how you feel about Kaepernick. There'll be people who are like, I like the fact that he won something from the NFL. And if the NFL paid him any money, I feel like there's a concession there.
For sure.
Of some sorts. And we should always mention Eric Reid as well. There will certainly be a crowd that's like, well, if the guy's truly principled, why didn't he take it the whole way to see what kind of settlement he ultimately can be? The one thing I would say is, and again, I've never been in this position. I don't think you guys have either. You'd be talking years and years and years of litigation, right? It's not something that was going to be settled overnight. And there is a bit of it. I like the fact, even though it won't happen publicly, to me, there's an acknowledgement here that of some wrongdoing by the NFL. If not, why do you settle if you're in the NFL?
No, it's pretty clear
that
there is some culpability here. Now, we'll never hear anything from either side because they've signed a confidentiality.
Things leak, though, Ben. You know that.
Agreement,
we might not hear direct quotes from them, but the settlement could leak. You never know.
I wonder how that would affect things, though, depending on how much money we're
talking
about.
You'd have to prove whoever leaked.
I'll just say this, if I'm honest about it.
Okay, we want honesty.
I'm disappointed.
Okay,
because
that's honest.
I agree that it's a concession, and I agree that
you're disappointed in who?
Kaepernick.
Okay.
Because I'm holding him to a higher standard than I would hold myself, which is brutal, which is like pretty unfair, but I'm going to acknowledge it. That for me, I can't put myself in his shoes. Of course, there are things about this that we don't understand and that we can never understand from the outside. But yeah, he was portrayed by very, and maybe he leaned into it, man. Like he did. He leaned into what a lot of people were saying about him, which was that he was righteous in this and that he was a borderline heroic figure in this. And when you accepted that responsibility, when you accepted that you were taking the Nike money and you were becoming a face of something greater than just your own playing career.
Still can be that face, though.
I
guess.
And he can use that money
I'm not trying to barbecue him here and say that, this guy's a worthless scum. He was a fraud all along. But I just look at this and say, okay, you had the Nike money. You had the money from your career. He's already a man of extremely solid means. Like, it's not like this guy needed this money, that he was up against it. He was financially secure for probably lifetimes. That there was kind of this feeling of he was going to expose something here. And if the NFL was willing to settle, if there was something that was a smoking gun, if we're going to equate it to what the NFL what they dealt with concussions, that it's a evil that is within this league that is like others, and that he was fighting against Roger Goodell and all these corrupt owners, that him letting this story go away for nothing but money and then never being able to speak about it is a bit of a tough pill to swallow.
Okay, well, here's some counters here. Story's not going away.
Okay.
He may not speak on it. Story's not going anywhere. Two, and apologies to anybody who doesn't believe this, the guy was blackballed. There's no...
But we believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't...
And this is the final straw on that.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no argument to be made otherwise, and for all of you truthers out there who are like, here's his QB rating, he's this, the evidence is just look at the quarterbacks who have been in the league the last 2 years who are backups. I mean, let's at least just sort of be honest to ourselves. JD, I do understand your point in that.
Do you not share any disappointment?
I share disappointment in that I would have loved to have seen the NFL basically publicly get called out by some body, jury, or arbitrator saying you guys did indeed collude.
Or the evidence that would have come out in open trial.
But ultimately, I'm not the one who has to sit in Kaepernick's shoes. I'm not the one who has to sit in courtrooms for as many years. And the fact is, like, I don't think it's fair for us to determine how much money he has or he does not, or that he can live on or that he cannot live on. Like, the guy had a legit case. By the way, and I guess I don't want to lose the fact that there's another guy in the case, in Eric Reed. So it wasn't a singular guy. It was two guys who made, I guess, the decision to accept the settlement. What will happen next, ironically enough, is the most fascinating to me. In that, one, what does Colin Kaepernick want to do athletically? And two, is it conceivable at all that an NFL team with this resolution now would bring him in? Ben, you're shaking your head.
No way.
I think what they want is for him to go away, at least in terms of being a potential player in the league.
I'm done predicting the story.
Yeah, I think
probably smart.
I think I've been wrong at every turn. So.
I think what makes it easier for me is that Colin Kaepernick had no idea where this was going from the outset. Now, the end result is the man, I think, unequivocally made more money taking the stance that he did as opposed to never kneeling and just playing along and maybe playing as a backup for the final 5-10 years of his career. But when this first started to happen, right, he was taking knees and nobody even knew he was doing it, right?
Right.
And then when it was finally brought to the attention of the media, that's when it became the maelstrom that it eventually ended up being.
Yeah. I don't know where this is going to go. And actually, that's kind of interesting to me in that I don't know what's going to happen to Colin Kaepernick. And I would assume he will still be a figure in terms of civil rights,
yeah,
in terms of his belief in police brutality in different places in the United States.
But is that the role of someone who's a face of civil rights is fight until someone's willing to pay you, then shut up?
Well, I don't think he's going to shut up on the issues he cares about. I think he will just, by this agreement, not talk about whatever the settlement was with the league. But again, I don't know. None of us know what is going to happen to Kaepernick. So it's a hard one to answer. Again, I because I'm doing this in real time, so I'm sort of working through it. It's just very rare. It is rare to see a league like the NFL concede anything. And there is a part of me, given how many people in the past, whether it's John Carlos and Tommy Smith and Kurt Flood and all these people who really got rooked at the end of the day sort of for being right, if nothing else, I like seeing Colin Kaepernick get something for what I believe he was in the right. Again, he's not Tom Brady. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But it was, I think if you have any kind of brain, beyond obvious, he was one of the 60 best quarterbacks in the United States. Is that fair to say?
I
don't even know how you could argue against it.
I almost feel like that crowd is diminished.
Still people out there who
really?
Still like,
because at this point,
JD, even as early as like the last couple weeks, you were hearing saying, well, he's not going to be brought back because he's been out of football for 2 years. And do you want to bring him? Well, why was
right,
he?
But
do you want to bring him back in the roster? He doesn't really want to play because he's not going to the American. First of all, I don't know if that story is true, but let's presume it's true regardless of the money. He doesn't want to go to the AAF, so he's not serious about football. It's like, all right, so JD, how about this? You know, JD, you're not serious about radio because you're not going to go work in Windsor.
I think that's fair. I'm not that serious about radio.
Oh, well, that's a good point. The point is, like, no one, right, you agree, Ben? No one should tell Colin Kaepernick what league he should play in.
Sure.